Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the What I Am Reading podcast. Each week I'll be reading a short extract from the book that I am reading. Today I will be reading from Romesa, A Fairy Tale by Radia Hafiza, which Mrs. Schofield kindly lent to me. It's about a princess called Romesa who has been locked away in a tower, forced to spin straw into gold for an evil witch. Until one day, she decides to use that same magic to weave a scarf that can help her to escape. Chapter 7. 3 long nights passed as Romesa wove her magic scarf together. She had barely slept, and she was sure her aching hands were about to fall off. But at last the scarf was ready. "Psst!" Romesa hissed out of the window. For a moment, the darkening sky was silent. Then there came a rustling in the trees. "Oh, it's just freezing tonight," Sabina's squeaky voice called. Romesa stood back as the owl flew in through the window. "Now is not the time to be worrying about the weather." Sabina twisted her head from side to side disapprovingly. "It's a good thing you're leaving. I don't know how you'd survive another winter in this awful place." Romesa hoped she wouldn't have to either. She was practically bursting with excitement and fear. "Are you sure the coast is clear?" Yes, I checked the edge of the forest and then I checked over the forest. Then I watched past the hill. She's definitely gone." Great. That's good. This is good." Romesa was bouncing with nerves. She hurried to her bed and pulled out the long golden scarf. After tying one end securely to her bed frame, she started to lug the rest of it over to her window. "That is the world's finest hijab," Sabina said proudly. "If anyone ever needs a 1,000,000-foot-long hijab made, send them my way," Romesa replied breathlessly. She heaved the last of the hijab out of the window. As she watched it fall, its golden threads shimmering in the moonlight, she held back a terrified gulp. It was so dark down below. It was impossible to see where the scarf finished. She really hoped the bed frame would hold her weight. "Don't worry, I reckon you'll only break a few bones," Sabina said comfortingly. "Thanks," Romesa said. She looked back at her room one last time. It was now or never. Romesa lifted herself up onto the ledge and swung her legs over, holding tight onto the scarf. Sabina flew past her head and hovered outside. "Okay, here goes," Romesa said, gently lowering herself over the other side. She felt a chill go up her back as the cold night air welcomed her to the outside world. "How far down is it, Sabina?" Romesa gulped.
"You haven't even moved," Sabina replied. Romesa didn't dare look down.
"Right, moving. Okay, move," she breathed. "I can do this." Her flimsy grey shoes slipped a few times as she tried to get a footing on the tower wall, but after a few moments she began her descent. Immediately she heard the bed loudly scraping across the floor towards the wall, and for one scary moment Romesa thought it was all over. But the bed steadied and her scarf stayed firm. It felt sturdy enough for now. She continued to climb down.
"I can't believe we're doing this,"
Romesa shrieked in a whisper after a few moments. "Come on, hurry," Sabina fretted, looking all around them.
"I'm trying to," Romesa snapped back. "Why don't you climb down the gigantic tower and see how fast you go?"
Sabina was quiet for a moment.
"Come on, you can do it," she began cheering instead.
When it felt like she had been climbing for hours, Romesa sneaked a glance downward. She wished she hadn't. All she could see was an unending ocean of black, and the tall thorny trees around her drooped in their slumber. She forced herself to look back at the tower wall and took several deep breaths. Her arms felt like they were on fire. "Hello?" Romesa froze. Sabina's head darted all the way round in terror. "Hello? Is anyone in this tower?"
"Who is that?"
Sabina hissed worriedly, taking flight towards the tree to look. It was a boy's voice calling. Romesa looked down, her heart pounding in her chest. She couldn't see anything distinguishable,
Hello? She called back nervously.
Who was that?
Hello, the voice replied, sounding relieved.
Who are you?
Ramesa asked, worried that it was a trick from Cordelia.
I'm Suleiman, from the land of Phoresia, called the voice.
Ramesa had never heard of it, though she hadn't heard of many of the places, to be fair. She didn't really get out much.
Tell him to be quiet. He might wake up the forest, Sabina said.
Please be quiet, Ramesa called in a low voice.
Sorry, the voice called back in hushed tones. Why are you here?
Ramesa demanded, struggling to keep her grip. Her arms shook with the weight of holding onto the rope, the burning ache in her muscles intensifying.
I'm looking for someone, a princess. Have you seen her?
No, I'm the only one here, Ramesa replied tersely. It was quiet for a moment.
Right, okay. Guess I'll go then.
Ramesa heard an odd whoosh in the air, and then silence. She let out a breath of relief. The boy must have gone. As she restarted her climb, she muttered,
when I need someone to break me, no one shows for years and years. But the night I'm hanging from a sky-high tower, then some boy wants to show up.
Sabina hooted in shared contempt.
Come on, Ramesa. You need to hurry, she said in a whisper.
Ramesa nodded and moved quickly downwards. In her haste, she was half climbing, half slipping, causing her body to scrape against the grey stones. She was sure her hands would fall off from the burning pain searing through them. As she clambered further down into their eerie shadow, she felt the trees start to rustle as though they were yawning or waking up. The air shifted suddenly, turning even colder. Panic shot through Ramesa again, making goosebumps erupt all along her arms. She had to hurry.
Almost there, Sabina whispered eagerly.
Ramesa started to feel a sense of relief and she risked another look down. She could actually make out the ground beneath her. She eagerly hurried down, but in her rush, her hands missed a beat and she lost her grip on the scarf. She yelped as she scrabbled to grab it, slipping a few feet. Ramesa managed to grip the scarf again, her heart pounding in her ears as she held on tight with relief. But as the scarf pulled taut, an ominous crash sounded from above. Ramesa felt the fabric slip again as her bed frame came flying out of nowhere, and she went plummeting down into the dark, screaming as she fell. Thank you very much for listening. Join me on the next episode for more of What I Am Reading. Until next time, look after yourself, stay safe, bye!